Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak to you, to all our listeners out there. I can understand it's the first day, so you get your digits wrong, but alhamdulillah.
No, alhamdulillah, we know you are someone that doesn't let us down. So, kullu mafi for that. And also, we noticed that President Cyril Ramaphosa has wished the Muslims well over the fast. Talk to us about that. Every president does that, Ahmad.
Yes, indeed. I think it is only the right thing to do, as we have a very vast Muslim population in the country. And of course, a very large percentage of the Muslim population are aligned to the ANC or support government in one way or the other, either by contributing to the revenue, in social sectors, in government as well. So yes, indeed, I think we have a pivotal role to play in the success of this country. And as done by the previous presidents, he actually sent out a message of goodwill as well.
Yeah, Ahmad, we noticed the age of accountability has dawned upon us with the CR taking control of the ANC, and Batibili Shlamini partially pays a 200,000 rand fine to avoid prison for perjury. How you like that, Ahmad? PP.
Yeah, but remember that, first of all, yes, I think President Cyril Ramaphosa is consolidating his support in terms of all the appointments that he's making. If you saw yesterday, I think it's the Mpumalanga province, one of his allies have won the conference, which means he is very strategic. He has the necessary resources. While the others can say a lot, he is putting a strategy in place to work for him. Take him in and make him successful in the 2022 National Conference of the African National Congress on Batibili Dlamini. It's not the first time that she's been convicted of fraud and things and perjury. Remember that the Travelgate scam, and you know how the Travelgate scam actually works, Brother Shafiq, where they, Parliament pays us. It gives us money for travel. They pay for your air flights and things, and they also pay for transport from your residence to the airports and things. But also, you have an X number of travel journeys per year, which means you can drive from Durban to Cape Town or to your residence, Cape Town to Joburg or Cape Town to wherever you live. Now, what they did is they found a loophole in the system, and they were claiming for both traveling by car journey from Cape Town to wherever her residence is. And at the same time, she had booked flights and traveled by flight. Now, it shows the level of desperation with whatever they earn. I mean, how do you do such a foolish thing? You've got a flight book, you traveled by flight, but at the same time, you're putting a claim that you traveled by road. It's a matter that we discussed even last week in the members' facilities, support facility committee, on how do you close the loopholes or the gaps, because there is abuse as far as that is concerned. I know, there are people that will say they're traveling by car from Cape Town to wherever it is. And they just get a slip there and they get a slip, or they tell people on the way garages to give them slip and things like that, and they claim, but they don't actually do the journey. And they claim, close to about 5 rand a kilometer it works out, plus you can get accommodation for one night on the way if it is a distance. So, yes, it's been abused. So she's not the first time that she's been involved in some kind of acts of criminality. She has paid, I think, 20% of that was required. So it was a deferred payment. And she's, the first person to wish her on it was Kaunias. He says, well, many people want you to spend your night in prison. But he was very excited that she paid that 20%. And yeah, so that's generally the problem with. But also, I can tell you, you can see that what is happening is just that this thing of the camps in the ANC is causing havoc. And I think what both these camps fail, you know, I went to Johannesburg yesterday morning and flew back last night, and I addressed the community then, or members of the NFP as well. And I told them, you know, people tend to forget where you come from. What was the purpose of the liberation? You know, you said you respect, in this case, they have respect for Walter Sisulu, Albertina Sisulu, Oliver Tambo, Nelson Mandela, and all these freedom fighters that gave their lives. And today you forget about them. It's all about you and what you want, and power and control and self-enrichment and corruption and looting. But you forget the purpose for which this organization was set up, to liberate our people. And, you know, and the important thing is that I tried to get a message to even our people at NFP, is that why is it that people are not consistent? Why is it that you will still also support people that are wrong, that will be corrupt, that will, you know, why? Why can't you, you know, conduct yourself with a high level of integrity and values and morals, so that, you know, the message is out there? So, because remember that whenever there's conferences, politicians are going to come to you. They're going to manipulate you. They'll give you a food parcel. They'll do it. Does that mean that you must be manipulated to the extent that you support people that are doing the wrong, which is absolutely clear, you know, those that have been involved in acts of corruption and that kind of thing? And yet you go on and you support these things. I mean, so the problem is not only with leaders, it's also with the people on the ground, because you're allowing yourself to be associated with corrupt officials and things like that.
So going on the same line of corrupt officials, former State Security Minister Bongani Bongo and his 11 or so co-accused were charged with multiple counts of graft involvement involving the purchase of two farms amounting to 74 million. And the real, there's it. They're all being exposed now. And I don't know. There's a thought in the mind. Cyril Ramaphosa be also accountable? I mean, he's bought a lot of cattle and so forth. Talk to us, Ahmed.
Well, I think this is the problem that the public protector is also having. She's got three investigations that's going on the president himself. And, for me, it does not matter who you are and what position you hold. You should all be accountable. And in this case, what we're finding is that is what the grouses, particularly of a lot of people from the radical economic transformation. It is quite clear that a lot of them have been involved in corrupt activities. But that does not mean that those aligned to the other camp of Cyril Ramaphosa have not been involved in acts of criminality and corruption and looting. They all have. It is clear the president has also said the party has benefited as well. Yeah, there's an audio going around as well of how he said state funds were being used for the ANC campaigning and things. So there's a hell of a lot there. Now the question is, how is it that some of us will not see the fact that, you know, only certain people, and I'm talking about people from the ANC, they all know how the ANC survives. They all know exactly what has happened for the last 28 years or even more when they entered into these negotiations and everything. So how is it that some people choose to be on one side, allow others, you know, to be dealt with and forget about the others? I mean, I don't understand that. I was speaking to a senior ANC member yesterday morning. And that was, if you look at, there was an article in the paper that I read on the plane of a municipality in Duetwe, in KZN, where the service provider attached the motor vehicles of the municipality because they have not paid the debt. Now, I know this matter very well, Brother Shafiq. It was brought to my attention. I attempted to speak to these municipalities. They paid for a contract. Before the contractor even started it, the entire amount was paid. That is the true story of that article. They paid the entire contract value before the contract was started. And this person who's claiming was a subcontractor to that, eventually he stopped the job because he is not getting paid. They entered into an agreement to pay him. And then they failed to do that. And that's why he went in and did what he did. Only out of desperation he had to do that because they're not taking it seriously. And they're trying to defend this thing. Say they didn't know about any judgment. And of course they knew because they had legal representatives. So like that, there is so much that is going on. The political parties are sustaining themselves. So how is it that you will attempt to deal with some and not the others? And the public protector is saying this time and time again. The president himself has admitted this on the Zondo Commission, Brother Shepard. He said in no uncertain terms, yes, we received money through unlawful means, and we kept it because we need it. We are a big organization. Now, surely somebody is supposed to interrogate it, including Raymond Zondo, to ask him, but hold on. If you did, can you tell us how much you received? When did you receive it? Who did you receive it? And what did you give them back? He chose not to do that so that he can be appointed as the next Chief Justice. Then the president went on to say that he knew about some of the appointments, others he didn't know, but he had a choice. Keep quiet, save your job, or speak up and lose your job. Where's your oath of office? And nobody thinks it's important to say that. Then you've got this audio report that is going, recording, where he admits that, yes, state monies was used for campaigning. Nothing gets done about that. Then he said in Parliament, in full house, in full view of millions of people in this country, that the money, in fact, he lied, let us be honest about it, when he said the money that that had come in from Bosasa was for his son. He had spoken to his son has confirmed that he did some work for them, only for his son to say, no, that's not true. And then now you come up and say, well, it's not under the domain of the public protector. It's not within a mandate to deal with this because it's not state funds. It came from a private entity. But it's the private entity, like the minister said, where there's a corrupter, there's a corruptee. The private sector is part and parcel of that. So you can see we have different laws for different people in the country.
Absolutely, Ahmed. Unfortunately, we run out of time, but you are absolutely brilliant. You have a mashallah day ahead, Ahmed. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.